Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, I can see through the Zoom video here that you're enjoying a little snack while we record. But what is that?
Oh, it's just a plate of shrimp.
Patrick, the other day, or I'm sorry, the other week, you suggested that we do Perfect Pop episodes because you thought that the world needed it at this juncture, right?
I really
did. Given everything going on.
Yeah, that's right. It's just one of those things we need to bring back as kind of a comfort mechanism to keep us all sort of wrapped up in a weighted blanket. So that's kind of what that is.
And I think that proved to be true. We got good response on it, and I think it did lift people's spirits. And I think the logical next step, the next thing the world needs, is a call from Echo Park Jimmy.
That is right. It's been too long.
That's right.
For those of you who aren't, you know, available or don't have, you know, the connection to get with us on our Friday night Hootenannies, where appearances have been, sporadic appearances have been made by EPJ. This is the next best thing, but this is really the bread and butter, one of the foundational pillars of our podcast.
And on those Friday night sessions, he's usually just sort of laughing like butthead.
That's right.
Every once in a while.
And occasionally taking business calls on our time. It's fine.
That's right. But when he calls our show, if you haven't heard this before, he's a guy out in LA. He's an old friend of mine. And he just started calling the show one time, and he'll call and just leave a series of messages on our phone line. The phone line has a limit of 3 minutes, but he just keeps calling back, calling back, calling back. And we like his contribution so much that we just string all the messages together, and then we'll build an episode just around his calls, right? So, and the show we're doing here is called Rockin' the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster. And I would like to say, you know, EPJ has made many of our lives immeasurably better. So we're glad he's part of our community and fallen in love with these calls right from the beginning.
Totally. So what we're going to do here is listen to the latest series of calls. It's about, I want to say about 21, 23 minutes, something like that, when all said and done. And as I said, I think this is just something we all need right now to sort of sit back, take a break, and listen to the mental gymnastics that happen in an EPJ call, right?
That's right.
All right, so should I press play on this thing?
Let's fire up the tape, loop the tape up, Jim, rewind it, and hit play.
All right, here we go.
Cups and cakes, cups and cakes. Oh, what good things Mother makes. Hey, it's Echo Park Jimmy. How are you guys? I'm trying to stay positive. You've been triggering me with these episodes lately, specifically episode 840 and 846. Is this an Echo Park Jimmy trap? That's what I'm thinking. I just don't know where you come up with this stuff. I mean, you get on a good run. The Bond themes episode, very good, very good. I like checking in with the interns. Hello, Mary. Hello, Matt. Hello, especially Sam and the Lisker brothers. Sam's got top-notch taste. Hey, Sam Lisker, do you know Vlad Duthier? Can you get me Vlad Duthier's autograph? All right, Echo Park Jimmy, breathe. Probably the best countdown you've ever done, The Who. Matt Beakley would love The Who episodes. I don't know if he still listens. I love Scott Parks tracking down the Pussycats album by Harry Nilsson. I'll get to that guy. But you're just triggering me. You're triggering me with this stuff, guys. Let's see, 840. Bands we broke up with. I hate to always be picking on, I assume that was like Barrett Reeves or somebody like that. But you keep talking about it. The Killers, the Strokes, Your Diss and the Doors, The Chili Peppers, Simple Minds, Alice in Chains. These are all staples of Echo Park's Jimmy's Musicals brains. I just think it's unfair. If somebody likes, I've always said this, if a suburban housewife like Michael Bolton somewhere in rural Nebraska, then who's to say that's bad music? I don't like when you get judgy. What if somebody was judging Wingtip Floats? The other Echo Park Jimmy trigger episode was 846, Greatest American Bands. I love this Jeff Niebuhr, patron of the pod, to the suburban party line. But I love, that's a good thought experiment. But you also took that opportunity to bag on American Bands. There's tons of great American bands. Tool, Rage Against the Machine, Foo Fighters,
cups and cakes, I'm so full my belly aches.
All right, go harpsichord on the Casio. I don't know where this Stephen Routledge. Okay, I'm going to Stephen Routledge. I gotta work on my Stephen Routledge.
A lot of people don't realize what's really going on. They view life as a bunch of unconnected incidents and things. They don't realize that there's this like lattice of coincidence that lays on top of everything. Let me give an example. Show you
one. Hey, have you ever heard of hyperpriming? I think that's what's going on with EPJ some days. It's how your brain connects two ideas that don't seem to have an obvious connection. I love that stuff. It helps me when you guys trigger me with these episodes, calling me out, making me do themes. I'll work on a theme with Mike Wagner soon. Speaking of themes, if you listen to podcasts ever, have you heard of these podcast things? There's something going on where everybody's inside. I don't know what it is, but I started to get obsessed when they say at the end who does the music. They're like, I don't know, like, oh, really quick. I played the oboe in orchestra. You were saying I played the whip or the castanetas or percussion, and there's no saxophone in orchestra. I played the oboe. But there's Michael Moore has a new podcast called Rumble, and it's just an oboe going like, it's really scary. And then some other names that caught my eye. Music by Kashaga. Sure. Makeup and Vanity Set was probably my favorite one for a while. And then one guy's just called Cloud. It's like, what, is there a LinkedIn for podcast music producers? Because, nobody is better than Randall Pink Brown with a Rockin' the Suburbs, Suburban Party Line, 612-440-1984. Another topic I thought would be good is Japanese B-sides, like, or just like a podcast. Welcome to Japanese B-sides with Echo Park Jimmy, where we just talk about B-sides that no one in America can listen to. Oh, and my cover choice is Ty Siegel. He puts the lime in the coconut. Love that cover. So much better than Harry Nilsson. California, over all else. California, above all else. I'm out on my dog walk. In the hills, when the hills of Los Angeles are burning, and nobody's out there. Where is everybody? Where did everybody disappear to? The future? The past? You know how they got there?
Flying saucers. Which are really... Yeah, you got it. Time machines.
I'm telling you, that's where Bruce Springsteen goes to get song characters. He's like, Born in the USA is actually kind of against the USA. Everybody's like, really? And then the drive-by truckers are like, oh, he's a sod in my head. Like, it's like everybody, Neil Young. They're like, I'm trying to say I hate those people. I'm kidding. Have you ever heard of Court of the Crimson King from King Crimson? I didn't realize. I heard that background music my whole life, and it's like, oh, that's where that's from. I think I got cut off. I was going to leave one message, but I got cut off, so I'll leave just another short message here. It's Echo Park Jimmy. Ty Siegel does a fantastic cover of Lime in the Coconut. All these, like early 70s juggernauts of artistic people, like coming back for one last shot at it. Robbie Robertson has a movie, Once We're Brothers. You got to put that in the movie. Patrick's Movie Nook. Or maybe it's a book. He's got an album out. But, you know, Gil Scott Heron passed away recently, but he did a last album. I was thinking, I know you hate this, but theme episodes. Once I'm a Patreon member, artists who knew they were making their final album, like David Bowie. Leonard Cohen made a final album. I think they did a posthumous album, but he knew that he was kind of making material for two. I guess now I'm hearing Gil Scott Heron. Welcome to music. All right, take two. Welcome to Interesting Musical Queries with Echo Park Jimmy, brought to you by the Rock in the Suburbs Party Line. I was not consulted for my perfect pop selections. Your rules get less and more obscure on the perfect pop, I'm telling you. You got to write them down, put them on the website. I like the Dead Kennedys and the Nerves, but perfect pop, I don't know. Mr. Blue Sky, yeah. The Knack, they have two perfect pop songs. The other one we've covered in another Echo Park Jimmy episode. Good girls don't, but I do. That's the thing about the Knack, is you play that to a 2020 audience, they'd be like, what are you singing about? Oh, it's about Los Angeles restaurant near Echo Park. In and out, Steak and Shake, Outback, Cindy's or Panties, Tommy Burgers, or the Bay Bays. Did you know that Harry and Meghan couldn't stand the royal family because Prince Andrew had a bad sweating problem? And they moved to Echo Park. Tom Brady, I couldn't tuck him into it. I don't think he'll be long for Tampa Bay. Come on. I don't like that. Oh, sports songs? I'm telling you. Oh, okay. Hyper-priming, like I was saying. I think that certain things lead to other things, but my other theme, my random note was sequels to songs. I don't know if I've covered this before. Is there, you know how Major Tom is a sequel to that David Bowie song? Is there other sequels to songs like that? I don't know. And I know that I have a tendency to leave like somewhat long messages sometimes, but it's because you don't cover stuff, so I gotta say it again. Concrete Blonde. Did you know that Still in Hollywood? Anyway, we'll get back to that. My song pick that I want you to focus on is Thundercat. He's got an all-star album, and the song is called Black Qualls. So that's my pick of the Echo Park Jimmy pick of the week. And then my 80s Echo Park Jimmy soundtrack to focus on is the soundtrack to Over the Edge. I know that our fireman friend in California, Tom, or maybe it was Craig, somebody mentioned Over the Edge on the Facebook. It is a huge influence on both. I've heard it mentioned by Axl Rose and Kurt Cobain. these aforementioned great American rock bands. Oh, you guys. All right, the anger's gone. You can have your opinions, but if God is a bullet, have mercy on us, everyone. Mike Wagner got me thinking about Concrete Blonde. Like I've said, still in Hollywood, if you listen to that, it sounds just like the riff of Sonic Reducer, Ain't No Use. But then I was doing a deep dive. I don't know if there's an upcoming episode. Concrete Blonde, you could do not 5 days, maybe 2 days, maybe one day. I don't know. I don't know what you'd go at. But they were amazing live. I saw them in Ann Arbor and a couple other places, small venues, little theaters. But if you've ever heard, track down some live stuff, especially the Tomorrow Wendy. You should know someone. She does an awesome speech before that. It's, I think, at the end of Sky's a Poisonous Garden, and then listen for the speech, and then Tomorrow Wendy. It's one of the most amazing ballads, you know, next to their cover of Everybody Knows That the Dice Are Loaded. Everybody Knows That the Good Guy's Lost. My other pick, if not Black Qualls, by Thundercat. I mean, I got to do a deeper dive on Thundercat. There's so many incredible artists on that. I wanted to mention, have you noticed the emergence of Hamilton Lighthouser? I think he talked about he covered a Harry Nilsson album, but his last couple solo albums, one of them was helped by Rostam, but the new one is looking, shaping up to be like a possible best of the year. But so much music is still pumping out of the gills. Like X, I think I touched on Delta 88 Nightmare track from the new X, but I don't know if that got cut off. But I just heard the story of Fela Kuti. That's expensive bleep. His drummer passed away. Luckily, he wasn't part of the RTS curse. Oh, sports song. Parquet Courts. Total Football. Artist to watch, Eve's Tumor. Really cool stuff. Band I thought was an album by CCR, Green River. Somebody's like, I posted some Green River? I'm like, you mean that one band? Another great American band, Pearl Jam? The Sixth Sick Cheeks, Sixth Sheep's Sick. Unique New York. The Sixth Sick Sheep's Sixth Sheep's Sick. Whew! That is a tough one. Howlin' Wolf! Patrick, you mentioned during Genesis Week how you love Genesis and you also loved Howard Jones. And do you feel scared? I do, but I won't stop and falter. And I know, so, Howard Jones, Genesis, where is this going? You can look on, I think you even talked about this song, this famous ballad. No One Is to Blame. Phil, mother, scootin', motorhead, and Collins plays drums on that. It's like it all comes together, man. This is the hyper-priming I'm talking about. Gil Scott-Heron, Scott Parks, Bud Verge, Cups and Cakes. John Hughes soundtrack of the 90s, All of Me. Do you know this soundtrack? It's amazing. John Hughes soundtrack of 2020, Looking for Alaska, the Netflix series. I don't know. Don't quote me on this. Songs that people got from just looking at signs. High Voltage. High Voltage. Green Day has a song, Stop When Red Lights Flash. I know he was just taking his kids to school, and he's like, stop when red lights flash. Welcome back to Interesting Musical Queries. Have you ever heard the story about when Lou Reed was having writer's block, and he's, hey, Andy Warhol, having writer's block, and Andy's like, oh, Lou, why don't you write a song about fishes? And Lou Reed's like, fishes. It became one of his biggest known songs. Fishes. You got me some fishes. You got me lots of fishes. My pick of summertime 2020, Orville Peck and his rocketing to the top of the chart song Summertime. I wasn't on board with this guy, but he went full Lana Del Rey with this song, and I think you'll love it. Orville Peck. And then, I know, Hyper Priming. The Beginning to Money by Pink Floyd. And The Beginning of People Are People by Depeche Mode. I can't even talk about that. That's great Hyper Priming. Perfect pop songs. Beethoven's Ode to Joy. Wow. That just builds. It's like Tusk by Fleetwood Mac. I love those songs that, not just quiet loud, it's like it just builds and builds. And then, right. I know. It's not called Twang in the Suburbs like you guys must think the name of your show is. It's Rock in the Suburbs. We're talking about rock. Aerosmith, of course, talk of their ballads. You need ballads for a hit. You know this. Don't sleep on that. Don't ignore my stories. Do you want to know the story about when I auditioned for INXS? Of course not. It wasn't as fun as when I auditioned for Green River, the Green River cover band. From Krungabin to Banana Gun, Rock in the Suburbs has you covered. 612-440-1984. On the next episode of Interesting Musical Queries with EPJ, we'll be covering, do Christians sing along with songs like Running with the Devil or Highway to Hell? It's a great question. As a Reformed Christian, I do feel guilty singing about how I might be on a highway to hell or perhaps running with the devil. But I think it's okay. I think you can get a pass. But I damn sure won't put a lime in no coconut. Okay. More interesting queries. Best bridge in a song. I'm on. At night I wake up with a sheet soaking wet or a play train run through the middle of my head. Or Careless Whisper. Careless Whisper. Tonight the music seems so loud. I wish that you could lose this crowd. That's pretty good. China Girl. Oh, little China Girl, you shouldn't mess with me. I can't remember that bridge very much, but I think I'll melt with you. I had on that top five bridges of all time. Oh, that's good. That's a pretty good bridge. And then Knee Sock. By Jim Lenhan's favorite band, Arctic Monkeys. Have I talked about Death Heaven, Deer Hunter, Deer Tick, or Deer Hoof yet? Have I shouted out Mike Wagner, Craig Rosen? Yes. Remember, just call the Suburban Party Line. Songs that, huge hits that no one knows. I don't know if you listen to commercial radio, but have you heard the song by Shade called Trampoline? I've been up and down. I've been on the trampoline. Shade. It's S-H-A-E-D. There's a whistling solo. You talked about whistling songs. There's a whistling solo. Shade, Trampoline. I'm telling you. Songs that DJs have to play together. Brain Stew Jaded. What about mission statement songs where you are like proclaiming what your life's work is? Working man. That's why they call me a working man. I get up go to work and then 9 to 5. Or you could be time to pretend. That is a great mission statement. If you've ever heard that song, Time to Pretend. Is that a donut in your locker? Why do you have a donut in your locker? Greatest American Band, SDP, INXS, Boston, Kansas, or Journey? It's your vote. Dark Horse band you might not have heard of, Maverick Saber, Drifting. Track it down, you yahoo-hoos. You yahoo-hoos. You yahoo-hoos. And remember, I've said it before, everything that has been on Rockin' the Suburbs was once said by E.P. Trey or Gene Rayburn. You know it. You live it. You love it.
All right, there you go.
We've been found out, man. It was Gene Rayburn the whole time.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. I just want to say,
yeah,
representing EPJ right here, I got on vinyl the Over the Edge soundtrack featuring the first appearance of Matt Dillon in a film. I got it right here.
I see it. Yep. I see it here on the Zoom.
On the Zoom audio.
What is Over the Edge? I don't even know what this is.
I don't know. It was a movie made apparently in the 78, 79. It looks like apparently it really happened. And, I'm always wary of movie quotes, Jim, with, movie titles with the quotes around them, Over the Edge. But check the track list out, Jim. Side one, Surrender by Cheap Trick, My Best Friend's Girl by The Cars, You Really Got Me, Van Halen, Speak Now or Forever Hold Your Peace by Cheap Trick, Come On Part One by Hendrix. On side two, you got The Cars, Cheap Trick, Teenage Lobotomy by The Ramones, All That You Dream by Little Feet, and closing out with Ooh Child by Valerie Carter. So,
wow.
Definitely a pretty solid LP.
Where did you get that album? Did you get that at the time, or did you get that later in life?
I think I got it back when I worked at the record store out of the 99 cent bin or something like that. Yeah. So I definitely bought it in the 80s. I don't think it was ever reissued or anything like that.
So that's a kind of soundtrack where they just compiled a bunch of songs that were already known, right?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. But may or may not. I've never seen the movie, so I'm not sure if they're in the movie or not. Yeah,
I remember Over the Top, but that was, I think, Sylvester Stallone as an arm wrestler or something like that, wasn't it?
That's right. That was a whole series.
That was a whole different thing. But no, there was something to be said for back in the day before streaming and playlists and all that kind of stuff, that you could buy a cool soundtrack album that had a bunch of songs you already knew, but it was it was curated into sort of a playlist in a way, right?
Yeah, like a cool compilation album, of songs where you kind of shared the taste of the directors or the producers or whoever was doing the music. Yeah, totally. That's dug that.
Good stuff. Okay, was there anything else you wanted to address here? I just want to say one thing real quick, going all the way back to the beginning of his call.
Okay,
where he was upset, he was being triggered by the bands we broke up with. Right. I hope people don't think we were trying to say these bands are necessarily bad. No, I think the idea of the bands we broke up with was that we liked them, but at some point, maybe we grew apart. That was all we were trying to say, right?
That's it. We grew in different directions, yeah.
That's right. And I also think, I do agree with what he was saying, that, and this is something I have come to appreciate more, I think, as I've gotten older. When I was younger, it's sort of the I'm younger than that now kind of mindset, right?
Yeah.
I think when I was younger, I was much more strident about this is good music, this is bad music. If you like if you don't like this, there's something wrong with you. If you do like this, there's something wrong with you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I've come to accept over time now that if somebody likes something and it means something to them and it moves them in some way or makes them feel a certain way or whatever, then I should appreciate I shouldn't diss that. That's fine. It may not be music that I particularly like,
right?
But you should have that, and nobody should crap on that. And I do agree with that sentiment. Totally. So anyway, I just want to get that out there.
Yeah.
Now,
totally agree.
Can I just play something real quick?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's Total Football.
Ah,
Parquet Court.
What a song, man.
I thought we should play that because football's back, right, Patrick? Your kind of
Jim.
Football is back. And that's, I think, what they're talking about mostly in that song is
absolutely
is the soccer form of football.
That is correct.
Although at the very, very end of the song, they diss Tom Brady.
Yeah, which in any other time in my life, I would have been right there with him screaming my head off. But it's one of those curses now where that player you hated your whole life suddenly plays for the team you've loved your whole life.
Right.
So what do you do at that point, right?
Right. So it would be like if you were a Bulls fan and Dennis Rodman joined your team, right?
That's right. Yeah, totally.
But I love that song, Total Football. I love the Parquet Courts. I think I've said this before. It may be my favorite band of the last decade, the Parquet Courts. So good. And that's a great example of it. And if you haven't heard them and haven't heard that song, go do it, like, right now. Just don't turn off this podcast just yet. But after it's over.
As soon as it's over.
That's right. Then go check that out. It's so great.
It's such a brilliant song. And, you know, of course, celebrating the teams of the Netherlands and Ajax and other teams that played soccer where you switched positions and you weren't really, but they take it so much farther and it's such a great song. So love that. And you know, when I was listening to EBJ this time, Jim, one thing I thought of was, you know, one of the things I used to love, when I was growing up and you and I were not, you know, born at a time where we were, privileged to be reading Rolling Stone magazine, you know, in the late 60s and 70s, right, when it was in its heyday. But we kind of caught up with it, right, in the 80s and stuff. I used to adore the random notes section.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what these EPJ calls really are like. You know, they're just like the random notes section of Rolling Stone, dot, dot, dot. Here's hyper-priming, dot, dot, dot. You know, right. Here's Concrete Blonde. So it's just wonderful.
I don't know if you have heard this song, Trampoline, that he mentioned.
No, I have not.
All right, let's give that a listen.
I've been having dreams, jumping on a trampoline, flipping in the air. I never land, just float there. As I'm looking up, suddenly the sky erupts. Flames and light the trees, spread to fallen leaves. Now they're right upon me. Wait if I'm on fire. How am I so deep in love when I dream of dying? I never feel so loved. I've been having dreams. Splashing in the summer stream, tripping, I fall in. I wanted it to happen. My body turns to ice, crushing weight of paradise. Solid block of gold, lying in the cold. I feel right at home. Wait if I'm on fire. How am I so deep in love when I dream of dying? I never feel so loved. Wait if I'm on fire. How am I so deep in love when I dream of dying? I never feel so
all right, we got the whistling.
Yeah,
in there.
Very nice. Yeah, whistling solo, and you know, it's interesting too. I like the etherealness, the kind of spookiness of that. And EPJ mentioned Orville Peck and also Thundercat. I mean, our interns are all over that stuff, Jim.
Yeah,
so, you heard that earlier this week.
That's for sure. So, was there anything else you wanted to mention from this call?
No, that kind of, I'm very interested in hyper-priming, of course, and we'll do more on that. And I liked, you know, that EPJ shouted out to Gil Scott-Heron, of course. Always sad when we lose somebody like that, but, Man, I was just reveling in the whole thing. It's like one of those, you know, one of those albums you get, or one of those movies you watch where you're like, I got to go back and watch that again. You know, you got to go back and listen to this call again and pick it all apart and let it flow over you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, EPJ. I hope that gave everyone a smile, which we need right now. So
definitely did me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Keep them coming. The number you can call, anyone can call,
612-440-1984.
Yeah. And you could be like EPJ and leave your own random notes and get on the show.
That's right. You don't necessarily have to work the Repo Man audio clips in there, but I certainly did appreciate that. That was fantastic.
Yep. Okay. Let's get out of here. We got more fun stuff coming next week. We just don't know what it is yet, but it'll be great. It is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
Bought a coconut, he bought it for a dime. My sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, drink and bowled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drink and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, she drank and bowled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up.
Doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take, said
doctor,
to relieve this bellyache. Nothing I can take a sip. Now let me get this straight. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl of. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl of. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl of. You put the lime in the coconut, call your doctor, woke him up.
Doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take a sip to believe this baby ain't a sip.
Doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take a sip. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning.
I like it this way. You don't think Echo Park Jimmy has been training his whole life to watch 2 seasons of Mindhunter in one day?